Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Munzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo Podcast. If you guys have never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
And if I could leave it on the side of the road, I would.
But unfortunately, he can't without a lot of paperwork and through the court system. So we watch episodes of The Housewives and other popular Bravo television shows and recap them in a hilarious fashion, hoping that Chell will one day be a fan of Bravo and it'll make our marriage stronger.
It won't. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Married to Bravo. That's Married number 2 Bravo. And you can see Jolene drop them hot memes every week and see what the Bravo community is talking about, because we actually get people from shows to actually comment on your memes.
Yay!
And if you haven't already, please leave us a rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It actually helps us get out to more Bravo fans so they can listen to my hate watching.
Yes, and please subscribe to us.
Hey, Jolene, so do we have any new reviews today?
We don't have any new reviews.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I know, that's a bad way to start.
Get on it, people.
But we did just watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're getting all caught up.
Episode 11, Fauxpology.
Yes, and this was another dramatic episode. Plus, if I could just briefly, Chell, I had a little time to be on the internet, and I got some gossip. For the Housewives of Jersey.
Okay.
So Siggy has resigned. She had a three-year...
Completely.
Yes, she had a three-year contract with Bravo, which would have been at least one more year, because this is her second season, and she got out of it. They reached a mutual agreement somehow, and she's done, because Siggy...
How many years was she in?
This is only her second season. So she had a three-year contract, so she would have done another...
More.
And then they might have renewed it. Yeah. I think they probably would have. However... What a lot of websites and blogs are claiming is that there's editing issues. And now, at first, we talked about this last episode, and I'm like, ugh, editing, ugh, yeah. Now, I could see a little bit, after reading about it, of Siggy's side, because Danielle's getting a real clean edit. Real clean edit this season.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, they're in the previews for the show. Remember, they were showing... part where Danielle was in the bathroom when the Gorgas had their pizzeria opening and she had sex with her boyfriend in the bathroom.
What?
Yes, that's in like this season on The Real Housewives. People are saying, we're not caught up yet, people are saying that they cut that. Oh, now we don't know if that's true yet. But there's also other things that Siggy has brought up that she says were left on the editing floor. And they used examples of the main producer. There's this main producer, Dorothy Turan, and I followed her on Instagram because, of course, I'm a big geek like that. She's very cuddled up on her Instagram with all the housewives, especially Margaret and Danielle, but not Siggy.
Oh, so Siggy thinks it's because of this collusion that she's passing off the blame again, I think.
Yeah, so I think there's probably a little truth, because we know through watching shows, production.
There's probably a little truth, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure maybe she was a nightmare this season. But I think it's hard for people to come to terms with, because they saw last season Siggy, which you didn't see, Chell, which was so likable and sweet. And yeah, she cried and stuff. But this season, it's like very mean. But that also could be the surgery. It also could be the second season, her hormone and her hysterectomy. That is a big deal for women. It also could be the second season curse, which Michael Rapaport, who's a big fan of The Housewives, always talks about when he's on Watch What Happens Live, that the second season really tells you who the housewife
person
is.
Oh.
So, I don't know. But that's a little... And then also, the restaurant, the Gorgas restaurant, is already closed.
Okay. Wow.
But the Gorgonzolas are saying because they're seeking a bigger place, because apparently it was in some strip mall in Henderson.
It did look like that, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently people are saying it was just for TV, which of course, but people are very upset, and they're saying because of the bad editing, the alleged bad editing, that's why the season is short.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's your gossip. Sorry.
So with that in mind, let's talk about the episode.
Yes.
Because I think that goes into especially the last part of the episode.
Yeah.
So we start with the canal launch, and Melissa mentions that she's going to go bike riding with Siggy and
Danielle,
because they did not go to lunch together. All right. And then Teresa had this great idea, which I think sounded like a lot of fun, where they go to a chef's house and they cook
so
like
fun
local stuff. Would you do that with me?
Yes. That would be so fun. When I was watching that scene, I thought, oh, Cho would love this.
Yeah. So they split up, and then we see, like, we see Teresa go in the grocery store with Margaret and Dolores,
mm-hmm.
and they have a great time, and they're shopping, and they
and
get
their
to,
eggs. They put them in bags.
They put them in bags.
That's so weird.
I like to see Dolores trying to speak Italian. I thought that was so fun mm-hmm. when she was ordering
prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Which I would love to eat prosciutto in Milan. That sounds so delicious.
It all sounds delicious.
That pasta that they made look makeable. Like I could make that here at home. It looks so good.
Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, I could.
You should.
I know, I should. Mm-hmm. I'm totally going to. I just need a good pasta sauce recipe. But it looks like all those girls had fun, and it was Margaret and Dolores getting, you know, closer.
They get along.
Yeah,
they're oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
And Siggy and Margaret are oil and water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they get along.
They do. And I like when they get along because I like both of them on the show.
Yes.
So are you sad to see Siggy go?
Am I sad to see Siggy go? No, because I've only known her in this episode or this season. Mm-hmm. And I did not like her. I think that she was too bullheaded.
Yeah.
If I got to be honest. So then we go to the other side of the coin. The girls go to the bike. They're going on a bike ride. Mm-hmm. And how fun. They get to tour the city in Milan and have like
awesome.
A little, go have a plan, a picnic.
Which I love how they showed up with their picnic basket. I'm like, for sure production gave them the most full ready picnic basket.
Of course they did.
Put that together.
Of course they did.
But it looks so cute and so fun and taking pictures and eating outside. It's like everything I like to do.
Yeah, everything.
Eating, and taking pictures and riding bikes.
I know. And you know, I think you were saying this in the last episode of how fun Melissa was having and how contagious that is other people. It's for her to enjoy it so much and how that really affected the whole trip.
She seemed very appreciative of the trip, and it's not necessarily the Melissa that people always get to see, I think.
Yeah.
And so she was just very giddy, childlike, and appreciative. I liked it.
Yeah, and I was glad to see Siggy and Danielle come out because I know that they had a tiff or whatever, mm-hmm. but they were still trying to make an effort to hang out and whatever.
But, I mean, Siggy still looks like she's on an emotional roller coaster. But, I mean, she's doing it. She's mm-hmm. out there. So I was happy to see that. But, I mean, at any minute, the tears could come.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at any minute. On the bike scene, though, Danielle was complaining about the bike seat hurting her hoo-ha.
Her cookie. Yeah.
Her cookie.
And then she said, my cookies. But Melissa doesn't always get everyone's jokes because Danielle said something. She's like, or Melissa said, oh, it's hurting your little cookie. And Danielle's like, yeah, it's not so little anymore. And then Melissa said, oh, don't say that, girl. Never admit to that. It's like she didn't mean like the gaping hole, like size. She meant that it's like swollen. It's hurting. It's like, ow. I just thought that was kind of funny.
But now that you mentioned it in the last episode, I'm starting to see how Danielle is more sex forward.
Oh, God.
And that's her character. I'm sex forward.
I did look up from last episode to now about the sex stuff.
Yeah.
And there's definite sex tapes. Jill, get off your computer. There's YouTube clips.
YouTube clips?
Well, of like previews of sex tapes she's made.
What?
And like screenshots. I put my arm up like, oh my God, that kills me every
research.
But it was with, I think, her significant other. I think they sold it.
Got it.
Or maybe Hustler picked it up. Pictures were leaked. As you're slowly typing. So this is, I mean, if I'm being fair to Danielle, it is who she is. She's a very sexual person and she's out and proud about it, and that's fine. But it's still, to me, when she talks about it, seems forced and kind of yucky.
Yeah, it does. It seems forced. And I've noticed that now that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we go to the chef's house and the chef passes out aprons and they make pasta all together. And that looked like so much fun.
Yeah. And Teresa was fun in the scene because she's like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But really, a real true Italian from Italy just listened to a chef. But I mean, Teresa has her own cookbooks and things. And
well, she does it her mom's way. And I think that that's what she really wanted to do. It wasn't like the chef's way. She just wanted to do like her mom taught her.
Yeah. And I like when Teresa speaks Italian and that whole thing.
I wanted to eat that prosciutto thing they brought out later on. That looks so good. How about when Teresa was chopping the steak tartare with the knives and she got the wood in it?
Dude, I wouldn't mess with her. She is tough. I mean, even the chef's like, damn. Because he's like, who's strong here? And you know, Dolores could probably do that too.
Yeah, for sure.
But.
For sure.
Teresa's tough.
Teresa was really into the chopping. She was picturing some dudes weenie that cheated on her and she was
picturing Jujubee's like, you made me go to jail, and you know, as she's chopping it up.
Totally. Well, then we click in on over the bike ride, and they're enjoying like the cool fountain photo that they took, and that was cool. And then they have their park picnic, and then Siggy says that Marge was mean to her. You do not agree. I do not agree.
No,
either.
No. Marge is trying her best. Like, yeah. She really is. Margaret is trying. Siggy is just, she has it out for her. And we learn this episode that Margaret can't do anything right.
And that's right. Because it's like Danielle said, it's like you have your own rules. Yep. And if people aren't willing to go along with those rules, then how can they really, it's like nobody has your rules because they don't know what your rules are. You have to accept what they come to.
Exactly. She's so invested in taking Margaret down still. Mm-hmm. She's posting pictures of shopping at a store that Margaret is
still, now that she's off the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Margaret, this company suing her saying she stole ideas or something. It's a clothing store. It's like Vineyard Vines or something.
Mm-hmm.
Siggy has been going to that store, taking pictures with bags.
No way.
From the store, and saying, no, this is my favorite. When people call her out on Instagram, she says, no, this is my favorite. Even before Margaret was sued by these people, I can't help it. Is it my fault that she steals things? And it's like, it's just low blow after low blow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Even Siggy's son, there was another picture I looked at. Siggy's son was wearing a Vineyard Vines, and it just making sure that the label was placed. They could have worn that for years, but you're doing it. It's a bad look for a relationship expert who writes a book, write your own fairy tale.
Yep.
It's a bad look.
Yep. I agree. And I think that, you know, it was weird that Siggy just won't let go of her grudge against this person. And I don't know what the grudge is about. Maybe it's something that you've talked about before, which
we learn at the end.
We're bringing someone here Well, I don't think that's ultimately what it was about. That seems so passe.
I don't know, Chell.
We'll get there, though.
We'll get there. Okay.
We'll get there.
All right.
So then we have the dinner at the chef's house. Mm-hmm. And the girls come and everyone's dressed to the nines, which I don't know how the girls that were at the chef's house got ready. But apparently they got ready and they were looking good. You know, when the other three girls came by, like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, yeah. They must have got ready at the chef's house.
I guess they got.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, man, how did they get ready so fast? So we find out that Marge won't even say a word because it's just like Melissa said, damned if she do, damned if she don't. And it is awkward because everyone's uncomfortable because everyone can tell that there is a big piece of bacon between Siggy and Marge.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
I feel like I've been in this situation before when you're in a group of people and you don't get along with someone or you've had a recent squabble with someone, and that other person, being Siggy, she was acting very like friendly and, oh, we're all laughing. And you as a person are like, okay, this person, I know I've offended them, or they're easily offended, or they hate me, or they're just looking for reasons not to like me. Marge is so scared to say something that she can't be herself.
Yeah.
And it just, you felt uncomfortable for her.
Oh, yeah.
And Siggy was playing it up more, knowing that now she's pretty much shut down Margaret. She silenced her.
Yes. And it is very awkward, and it ruins the whole dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Danielle was trying to make light of the situation, because I wrote down, I have to make it all about my sex life. Because, like, as soon as they came in, it was like, I'm Danielle. I like sex.
Yeah, what was she saying?
I don't know what she was saying. I just...
Enough,
was...
especially with Marty. I don't want to know about sex with Marty. Marty wears, like, sweaters with button-up shirts underneath. I mean, he looks like Leave It to Beaver, like Cleaver.
Well, I think Melissa did the right thing in this moment when she noticed that there was a big kind of, like, riff in between. She pulled Marge... She was like, I'm going to get a glass of water, Marge. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah.
She pulled off Marge to the side.
It was a tactful way. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to notice it.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to do?
She felt bad for her. They're friends. They're developing a nice friendship.
And everybody wants to get along is the thing. Mm-hmm. And especially Melissa, because she's like, we're in Milan. We're having a great time.
And she didn't
want
to call her out in front of everyone.
Yeah, which I think was smart.
Which is outside the housewife's playbook, because most housewives would be like, Marge, you look upset. Is everything okay?
Well, as soon as Marge left, Siggy then started opening up about how she feels.
More
and
Hitler.
How she's upset about the Hitler comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens is Marge comes back after her conversation with Melissa, and she actually just apologizes. Mm-hmm. And Siggy doesn't say anything.
No, she hates her. She hates Margaret. It's on another level.
Yeah, it is.
Margaret has bruised her ego. Siggy is fragile. Margaret did not do what Siggy is used to being in control.
Mm-hmm.
With Margaret there, she can't be in control.
Yeah.
Margaret's a threat to her. They're on the same level.
Yeah.
Siggy isn't used to that.
Yeah. It's really awkward. And I think when you don't accept someone apologizing, you're in the wrong.
I could easily see... I just don't think the crime fits the punishment that Siggy's giving. And I could see her go, you know what? I appreciate that. It's hard for me right now.
Which is what Danielle did
mm-hmm.
at the terrace in the last episode.
Yes.
I accept your apology, but it's going to take a long time. And if I know anything...
At least acknowledge it.
Yeah. If I know anything about women, when you hurt their feelings and you apologize, it doesn't get over then. You got to give it time.
Yeah.
You got to say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just got to play it lightly. This is what I've learned.
Well, you can't say something and then next minute go, oh, I'm so sorry. And then it's completely gone.
It's not gone.
It doesn't go away.
I learned from The Simpsons. Women are
from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons. It was March, or it was Lisa talking to Bart, and Lisa goes, Mom is like the bathroom rug. You know, things stay with it. They don't just go away.
Oh, I missed this big moment in The Simpsons.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
And that is totally true of women of my
experience with women.
With women is that if you do say something very hurtful, it's going to be there for the rest of your life. And for you to apologize right away is good. It's a step in the right direction, but you have to be patient and you have to...
Words can stick.
Yeah,
hurtful things can stick. And
especially
that's true
with women.
For men and women, yeah.
Who are very self-conscious and, you know...
I don't know if I would say women are self-conscious. I think... I don't even know why.
Well, I think that men are more... physical, like we're like, oh, sex, yeah, awesome. We're women enjoy.
You really broke down your gender, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it is. Touch my wiener, please.
Is that always in your head? Touch my wiener, please.
Yeah. I just cleaned the car. Touch my wiener. It's like I'm basically.
You got an oil change today. Where you're like, I got
wiener.
Oil.
Yeah. I'm doing things for wiener touches.
Got it.
I think, you know, women.
We have more of a connection to words and feelings and emotions, and we're encouraged in society and conditioned that way too.
Not only that, but as men, we're not really...
You're not encouraged to
have feelings. Encouraged to share our feelings either.
No.
And so we're learning how to communicate with you in that sense. Mm-hmm. Where women are always like, tell me how you feel. Tell me how
Which
you
is
feel.
Why couples therapists are thriving. Mm-hmm. Making all the money.
They're making all the money. And they're letting guys have their boundaries, which I enjoy. So then we go over to Teresa's house after this uncomfortable moment. Mm-hmm. And Joe Gorgonzola goes over to fix the pipe. But then notices the daughters are
Melania.
Acting up.
Yeah. Mostly Melania.
So pulls them all over to the side and says, your mom's trying her hardest, and I think we should do something really nice.
He's really stepped up to the plate with Joe Jujubes being in jail.
Yeah. He's being like a dad figure. And
you
I think
can
smart.
Tell how the youngest one, I can't remember her name.
That's okay.
The youngest star just clings to him, holds on to him, just hugging him. This season is just, it's sad on so many levels. It's just sad. That's why when I see Siggy being so petty, I'm like, okay, I get that, you know, Teresa and Joe, they made their bed, they got to lie in it, but their kids didn't. And also Teresa lost her mom.
Yeah.
And I'm by no means, I think, you know, Teresa's guilty, you know, she paid her thing, whatever. But when I see Siggy being so petty, I'm just like, someone's mom died this season. These kids, their dad's in jail. It's like, but
they're
you're
having
mad
a hard time.
Over soggy flicker.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, we'll get to that too.
Perspective.
That comes in later on in the episode as well. So then we go to the morning after where Teresa and Melissa talk about how Siggy did not accept apologies. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awkward. Have you ever apologized to a friend and they didn't say anything in return?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I can't. It's like, yes, because I know that feeling to be familiar. I'm not super familiar where it's happened often, but I've before felt in the wrong for something and said, hey, I'm very sorry that I hurt your feelings, that I did this, and someone being so mad that they just looked at me like, ugh. But I think, was like when I was a teenager, the last time that happened.
Oh. Well, it was essentially just rehashing what happened the night before and how awkward it was.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to the shoe factory with Danielle and Margaret, and Danielle wants to talk about the apology too in the van.
But first, she wants to talk about her phone sex she had with Marty. More sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gross. Jill, get off the computer.
Oh, sorry.
You're typing.
What happened?
Did you Google phone sex with Marty?
No. I Googled Marty's rainbow wiener.
That's a new hashtag we should add. Marty's rainbow wiener.
Marty's rainbow wiener hashtag. So at
why did you restate it?
Because I thought it was funny.
That was funny.
So then we're at the shoe factory, and Marge is checking out the factory. Essentially, we find out that it's not in her price range because she wants to have an affordable shoe. And yeah, so she passes. But it seemed like Danielle was in heaven, surrounded by all those shoes.
Well, I didn't know she was such a shoe fan until they said she had a whole room in her house dedicated to shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was interesting when one of the guys that worked there, Margaret's like, I'm going to turn you. Like, yeah. She tried to turn that guy.
Because
goes,
the guy was
no.
Like, oh, the way you're doing it, my boyfriend would be jealous.
I didn't.
Because she was
it.
Applying glue. The way she was, like, moving.
Oh.
Her. Yeah, and that's why my boyfriend would be jealous. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And then she's like, ooh, I can turn you. I thought that was so funny.
It was weird.
I liked it. It was funny. But Danielle wore her Manolos, so.
Danielle's feet looked, because she's like, these gorgeous Manolos, but then you look and you're like, pretty sure she's got the feet of someone that wears really fancy, uncomfortable shoes because she's got like a corn sticking out, like a bunion, or I don't know. I have one.
Dang.
I'm looking at my own foot here.
Dang, empower women. Don't tear them down.
Chell, no, I'm saying this is what these, I'm talking about my own feet too. This is what these, I can't afford, you know, fancy shoes, but uncomfortable shoes do to you. And if you look at Danielle's foot, it looked like, help me, I'm trapped. Get me out of here.
So what Julian wants all the women listening to our podcast
wear comfortable shoes
is
like
wear
Doc
comfortable
Martens.
Shoes and she doesn't have to because she wears her Doc Martens.
They're comfortable though.
That are uncomfortable.
No.
But look really good.
Only one pair of them are uncomfortable,
but you wear those.
Okay
so now we go back to Teresa's hanging out with Siggy, and Teresa takes her to this cool shrine to, I think it was Jesus. Yeah, this cool little shrine where she's going to take the moment to kind of pray to her mom, because she wanted Siggy to be a part of that initial, like, goodbye to her mom that Marge had put together, but Siggy wasn't there. So Siggy really liked this.
Oh, this was ridiculous to me. It's not about Siggy. Why? The fact that Teresa even has to go, I know you were upset you weren't at my mom's thing. What? No, that's not a good friend. You need to be there for Teresa. Teresa's mom died. It's not about Siggy. And Teresa has to now go out of her way to be like, here, I'm going to invite you to something where I'm going to mourn my mother. Do you feel included now?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, Siggy apologized for not accepting the apology, and she said that she was so heated that she really just couldn't function at all.
Oh, Margaret's apology?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Siggy was apologizing to Teresa, and Teresa was trying to talk her into the thing. But then we find out what this whole thing about, what Siggy's really holding on to, this kind of, this feeling, this type of way that she feels, she basically said, because she was called Soggy Flicker.
And Teresa goes, is that, but I was called an adulterer, which Teresa says adultery. She was called adultery, but she meant an adulterer.
I think what Teresa meant was she was called an adult, which makes sense to me because she's an adult.
She
just
she is.
Misspoke. But no, well, she was called an adulteress by Kim D.
And she said, so you think adultery is the same as being called Soggy Flicker? She said, I think hurt is hurt or something. Pain is pain, which Siggy doesn't think, because when Margaret's hurt by someone, something, or someone else is hurt, Siggy always trumps it with her own feelings.
Yes.
So no. She just doesn't practice what she preaches this season.
And this hypocrisy will come back later on in the mm-hmm. episode. But Teresa kind of talks Siggy into, you need to, it's your turn to do something. Because obviously you need to step up. You need to do something different because it's not working, whatever's happening, you know?
Yeah.
Because she stayed quiet.
It's so interesting how much Siggy is really kissing Teresa's butt a little bit in this, even in her diaries, when she's like, Teresa's been nothing but a great friend to me. And then she reminds Dolores, like, Teresa's never done anything bad to us. It's almost like she's seeing that she could easily be pushed out of this group, and she knows that Teresa's the main staple of the show now.
Yeah.
And so she knows, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. We've talked about that before, but now she's completely quit the show.
Well, now that Siggy's quit, I think maybe the producers led her to make those decisions, you know?
Yeah.
You should be mad at Margaret. She excluded you from this. And then
be
that,
nice to Teresa.
This sent this off everywhere. Anyways, so then Dolores and Melissa are hanging out, which is really nice, mm-hmm. you know? And they walk around and talk about, you know, Dolores dating a doctor and how doctors are always busy. And then they talk about the night before, too. But I like that Melissa was excited to finally eat gelato in Milan. I thought that was funny. That reminds me of you.
Melissa is excited about everything. It's great. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
So, again, it's just rehashing the night before. And then, essentially, we go back to the hotel. Everyone's getting ready for this final dinner because they're leaving tomorrow morning. But then Melissa shows up and gets Margaret something. It's a little gift.
But my favorite first, before we go there, was Margaret getting ready in the bathtub, and room service served her while she's in the tub.
Would you do that?
No.
I would never do that.
It was very European to do, I guess. I don't know.
No, but it is very European, because when I was in Germany and I wanted to use the restroom, they came in to clean the rooms already, and it was a woman, like an older woman, who was cleaning
to clean the public restroom?
The men's restroom. And she just walked in like, it's no shit.
Like, hey.
And
I'm all like, that wouldn't happen. They would put like a closed down.
They didn't. They walked in.
Yeah. So maybe it is very European, but I just thought, and Margaret's looking for maybe, or she's like, y'all have some milk in my coffee, as like.
And she foamed her boobs up.
Yeah, her
so
boobs are foamed. It was weird. I would have been very uncomfortable. However, I love baths, and I did think, oh, what a great idea to get room service next to the tub while you're in it, so you don't have to get out mm-hmm. and enjoy your breakfast, which some people would think is gross, but I think it's fantastic.
You would foam up your boobs to accept that door.
Oh, I'd probably have you do it.
No, I wouldn't do it for you. I'd be like, there's
thank
limits.
Thank you, child. That's so romantic.
I know. There's limits to what I'll do.
Open the door so that I can stay in the bathtub?
Girl, if you want some breakfast, you'll come out here and eat it with me.
Shut it down.
Okay, well, you stay in the bathtub and I'm going to start eating breakfast.
Oh,
that's what I would
rules.
Say. What did Margaret get from Melissa, Joe?
She got a cute charm bracelet.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was
and all the
cute.
Charms were from Milan to remind them of this trip. And I thought that was really sweet of Melissa.
Yeah, and Margaret's like, she has impeccable style. She has great style.
Yeah, and then they rehashed the night before about saying sorry. And then we all go to the dinner where Melissa gives this big toast in this big private dinner room because they're not sure if stuff's going to go down.
So now they just stay at their hotel and get a separate room.
Yeah.
To eat in.
So Melissa's like, let's have a toast. And before we have a toast, Siggy stops it.
She's like, yo, Taylor, I'm going to let you have your moment, but I just want to let you know that Beyonce had the best album.
She does Kanye the toast mm-hmm. by saying that she accepts March's apology, but it was really March's fault why we got there.
Yep.
So,
and that she does apologize if her feelings were hurt, which,
yeah.
as Marge said, is a bullshit apology.
Well, that's why I like that Marge stood up for herself. It's like,
really
you,
did.
Why did you do it? And she didn't know that that was a trigger. She wouldn't have done that if she knew it was a trigger. And I agree with Marge saying the hypocrisy of like, well, you keep saying that this hurts your feelings, but it hurts my feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the practicing what you preach?
Yeah, because she's like, because Siggy's like, when I'm hurt, I don't think about that. Well, hello, that's called growing up and maturing and being an adult. Like, we all get hurt, but we can't act solely on emotion.
Yeah.
You have to have some logic and go into that.
Yes.
I also thought it was interesting that Margaret, you know, she really, like you said, she held Siggy's hand to the flame or fire, whatever that, I don't know what the saying is, but she really.
It's a good saying.
I don't know if that's what, and I know that's wrong. Okay, I get that's wrong. But she didn't let her slide by, and she straight up said, hey, I get it, all right, but do you genuinely think I'm an anti-Semite? And I thought
Siggy skirted the question at first.
Oh, she totally did. She goes, well, in my heart, I hope you're not. Girl.
Just say no.
No. You know she's not. Then finally, she says.
After Dolores stepped in.
Yeah. And after Margaret had to continue. It's like, quit. It's really that a character assassination. She's like, you are relating me to a hate group.
Yeah. Especially when her business partners and children.
And it's just because. Jewish. Exactly. And it's just because you're mad and bitter and salty about how Margaret treated you. She felt like Margaret should be kiss her butt, stand behind her, be her little puppet because Margaret brought her into this group. And she said, I feel like.
Because Siggy brought her into the
group. Because Siggy brought Margaret into the group. And she said, I feel like I took you to a wedding and you left me during the cocktail hour.
Yes. Siggy is being a pretzel. She's salted.
Mm-hmm. Good one, Joe.
Thanks. So I feel like Marge is in the right. Let us know how you feel by messaging us at Married2Bravo, Facebook, Instagram.
I wonder if anyone thinks
Twitter.
Siggy's in the right in this.
I don't know. I mean, there probably are some people out there that do believe that, but let us know why you believe that, if that is true. And we won't hate you at all. We just really want to know why you believe that.
I'm curious.
Yeah, because I think we just see it from the perspective of Marge. I feel like she's being attacked. And maybe that's not the case from your perspective.
She's not perfect. She can be a little brash and say things, and I get that, you know, she could hurt Siggy's feelings, but the punishment doesn't fit the crime, and Siggy is out for blood.
Yeah. Well, even after standing up for her own feelings, she still invites everybody, including Siggy, to a Studio 54 birthday party.
And Teresa's like, what's that?
I know.
Even Melissa knew.
Even Melissa.
Sometimes they're like, who knows what?
So
what's happening here?
That was the episode. What did you think? Rate it out of 7 housewives.
I liked this episode better. I did like how they ended with laughing and stuff. I'm going to give it a 6.
It was a good episode. I don't know. It wasn't as good as yesterday's. So I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Why did I think it was better than yesterday?
I think because there was resolution.
Yeah, and there was a big fight on the last one.
The last one this one they were just rehashing. It was the big fight, but I think that they didn't
rehash as
much. I still am going
to stay with the 6. Yeah, last one they didn't rehash as much. I did think it was interesting that Melissa came in and looked at Margaret's outfit, and she's like, you look so... What's the word? And when someone says that to you, that means they don't like what you're wearing.
But
and then Margaret goes, Marilyn Monroe. And Melissa was not going to say Marilyn Monroe. I thought Marge looked cute, but Melissa was not going to say Marilyn Monroe. Who did you think was the best dress?
Best dress?
Mm-hmm.
Old rainbow lips. Danielle
really?
Looked really nice.
Old, yeah, you're just feeling her, the old rainbow blow. Chell's typing again, searching for rainbow blowjobs. I thought Siggy redeemed herself with her outfit. Much better this one, but I don't...
She did look like rough, like she had a rough night.
Well, I thought this outfit, she was a lot better. But I'm going to go with Melissa. It was cute, flirty, fun, and very whimsical as how she's been acting through this whole trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Married to Bravo podcast.
You did it. You got through it.
Woo. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on our social media, Married2Bravo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, producer Tilly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you, Jolene. You're the best. I love you.
Aw, this is going to make me barf. Bye.